This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Says that if the investigation confirms the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
Wow. So big news coming out of New York and certainly reverberating around the country, particularly in the Northeast. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who's been under fire for sexual harassment. In fact, now after months long of investigation, the state attorney general has a report that paints a pretty nasty and devastating portrait of some of the behavior of the governor. We'll dive into that. America brings home the gold and some silver, too, plus a bronze for Simone Biles, who says you got to put your mental health first. We dive into the Olympics, we'll touch on that. And Joe Biden, the president, who you heard there commenting on the governor of New York, tells other governors to get out of the way if they won't help on the vaccines. Just another day in paradise for these United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you are well wherever you hail from. We have, again, rolled out the red carpet for anybody who's new or anybody who's been around for a long time. We sure have fun on this show, and we appreciate all of the feedback that we get. The mailbag is full, 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 and we'll hit the mailbag this hour, too. All right, so the big deal with Cuomo is he's not getting out of the way, and people are tweeting all over the place, just resign. But according to this report, he violated federal, state laws and sexually harassed multiple women. The investigation concluded all of that, and the specifics included some pretty nasty things. It was a 165-page report which comprised interviews with 179 witnesses and reviews of tens of thousands of documents, and said that the governor's office was frankly riddled with fear and intimidation and was a hostile work environment for many staffers, and that he harassed members of his own staff, members of the public, other state employees, one of who was a state trooper on his protective detail. He engaged in non-consensual touching, groping, kissing, hugging, and made inappropriate comments toward numerous women. It also concluded that the governor's denials lacked credibility and were inconsistent with the weight of what they called the evidence from the AG's office that had been gathered throughout the investigation. So a pretty somber but defiant Cuomo denies some of the allegations against him and said that other examples of his alleged misconduct had been mischaracterized or misinterpreted, but he doesn't weather this. I mean, there's just no way. Everybody is weighing on the Democratic side and telling him to get out and resign. The Democratic State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins reiterated her call from before for him to resign, saying it should be clear to everyone he can't serve as governor. One of the lawyers for two of the accusers said Cuomo's misogyny and abuse can't be denied. He's been doing this for years without any repercussions. He should not be in charge of our government and should not be in any position of power over anybody else. So there you have it. It's not a shocker, because clearly there were just too many breadcrumbs for sexual harassment that were being dropped all over the place, and it's led to this feast of just frankly abominable behavior that it was bound to take him down. And the fact is that he is still standing. He is not resigning. So he does have the backing of some New York business leaders, or did anyway, going into the release of the report. His reelection campaign raised over $2 million on the backs of some executives, including big donations from a couple of real estate executives like Lawrence Rockefeller Jr., a member of the ultra-wealthy Rockefeller family, and Stephen Ross. Will they still support him now after this? You know, clearly, again, I don't know how the people around him don't convince him get out of office now. And, you know, during his testimony, the report revealed that Cuomo's younger brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, who was interviewed by investigators, it says during his testimony, Chris Cuomo explained that there was discussion about remedial measures that the executive chamber should take in light of the sexual harassment allegations, but some people had taken a position that they should just wait. So that was the whole thing. Okay, we'll wait, we'll wait, we'll wait. And, you know, he's being counseled to act contrite. Well, the time for acting contrite, it's over. And I just wonder how much longer he digs in, because, again, in that report, there was some pretty specific things that just nail him for a behavior that there's just no way in these days and time in where we are in our lives and in this country that you could weather that. But he's trying to do it, and we'll see how I think the state government decides to take him down, because I really, really believe that they certainly will do that. All right, speaking of governors and taking them down, Biden didn't pull any punches. He's like, listen, I say to the governors, help, but if you're not going to help, get out of the way. At least the people are trying to do the right thing. Use your power to save lives. He was asked specifically about Republican governors Ron DeSantis from Florida and Greg Abbott from Texas, and he said their decisions aren't good for their constituents. DeSantis signed an executive order last week that prohibits schools from requiring masks. Abbott signed an order that bans local governments and state agencies from mandating vaccines. So until now, Biden has really kind of tried to stay out of that and do any kind of partisan politics on the vaccine debate, and gone out of his way to really heap praise on Republicans promoting vaccines, which that's happening in many, many cases. But the White House now says they're frustrated with leaders who are trying to block efforts to encourage or require vaccinations. And of course, why is that? It's the great debate of our times. You know, mask on, mask off. What's the deal with the Delta variant? Now some schools are saying there's the option of online learning. I know in the great state of Texas, that's what many of the districts are doing. You don't feel comfortable, you have a child under 12, because they can't get a vaccine, then you have the option of having them stay home. And we know how awful that's been for learning. But then the concern is, how deadly is it if you send your kid to school? It's still the same thing. Utah is going to give KN95 masks to kids, as the Delta variant is just exploding there. So they're saying, we're giving them the mask. That's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to handle it. All right, coming up next, your thoughts on Delta and what's happening across the country with that deadly variant, and some other things as well, as we crisscross around the United States and across the world, too, with some of the comments. Stay with us.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks once again for all of you hitting me up in the mailbag and letting your thoughts flow. It's a big deal because I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again, that, you know, I did a show in New York City, our biggest city. I did a show in Dallas, another top five market, and I have never gotten as much email as I've gotten for this show. Truly, 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 it is wonderful. 24/7, you can hit me up, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, this one is from Joe, who is listening to us in Australia, and I say Australia because I was looking at where in Australia. He's listening to us in Perth, and he says, Kate, I feel for the Americans. I am looking at what's happening with you and the Delta variant, and I fear for all of us because, once again, we are in the muck, and we are all tired of it. We're tired of the push-pull, the record outbreaks. Sydney is terrible. The outbreak is growing, and we're having problems because of the vaccine and the total number of cases and the number of deaths overall compared to maybe some other places don't seem as high, but we're smaller. We're an island, and unfortunately, there is a lockdown all over the place. You know, whether it's Brisbane or wherever it might be, you've got soldiers that are patrolling Sydney even to enforce the fact that you've got a lockdown. So this is the no fooling kind of island over here down under. So we're right in the thick of it with you, and we feel for you as I watch and see the numbers go up in some of your state and your states. And we are doing that whole cycle of stop start lockdowns in a bunch of cities because we're trying to avoid that Delta strain. At first I would tell you I am sick of it, and I'm sick of the Prime Minister, but and he's saying it'll be less likely to occur. But anything we can do to get rid of this virus is good for for all of us, eh? Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the problem. I mean, and, you know, in Australia, and we're not seeing that here, you do have soldiers that are trying to enforce, especially in Sydney, which looks like a ghost town because of the lockdown, but they can't contain the outbreak when they've got, you know, fewer than 20% of Sydney's population, the residents there, are vaccinated, and that's the... you know, that's the problem. And the whole cases and numbers, that it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, depending on the vaccinations, etc. So now they're talking about a second recession in Australia because of just how much of the population needs to be vaccinated to ease what's happening by the end of August. And a lot of people there are kind of weary of taking the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is the most plentiful there of the two vaccines approved in the country. But because of that rare blood clotting issue, it has people that are fearful. So we're thinking about you, too, Australia. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Mac, who is listening to us in Missouri. And he says, Kate, there was a big story in one of our counties that COVID was excluded from death certificates if the families asked that it not be on the death certificates. And apparently, and I didn't realize this, but apparently a lot of families didn't want that on the DCs. And, you know, it's a political thing. It's a personal tragedy. It's political. And they don't want the word COVID because it's just a reminder of not being able to see somebody die in the hospital and just having to figure out how you're going to dance around a burial situation. And you're just upset. You're it's a damn awful time when that happens. And, you know, you have some coroners saying they won't lie, but they do what they can. Yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about anything about that, but you're right. I saw something about that there were a couple of counties where, and it may be happening all over the place, where people don't want that listed as the official cause of death because of what it means. You know, COVID has brought out so many ugly, awful things, right? You know, the fact is that when somebody gets that sick and then they're in the hospital and you can't be with them and then they die, and maybe you're lucky enough to be outside a window, or you get a because the frontline people, the nurses, etc., have been so good, you get some kind of FaceTime or whatever. But FaceTime when your spouse is dying, your child is dying, I mean, yeah. And that's why the whole Delta variant thing, I mean, we want this sucker out, right? We want to be over with this. I mean, how long are we dealing with this? How long are we going to deal with this? And the answer is there's just a big question mark that still keeps hanging around, just hanging around. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things. This one is from Brad, and Brad says, way to go, Simone Biles. How about that? She ended up getting a bronze medal. I've suffered off and on from debilitating anxiety and panic attacks, so I can relate to you can't tell anyone anything. They think you're wimpy, or that you're not strong enough, or you're not this, or there's all kinds of baggage that goes along with it. But unfortunately, many of us, Kate, are riddled with it, and we're riddled with the big secret. I think the more that is discussed, the better for everybody concerned. So bravo to Biles. I say bravo to Biles, too, because she talked afterwards that, yes, she won a bronze medal, but she has dealt with a couple of things. One, her aunt died that she was close to unexpectedly during the Olympics. Just things that have come out that she called triggers have come out during the Olympics. And then she had that led to the twisty situation where she didn't know where she was when she was twisting in the air. And, you know, whether she's a decorated athlete or not, the truth is the truth. So she does win another medal, and she does make history with that bronze medal. So good for her and good for raising awareness. I mean, yeah. I mean, does anybody ask to have those problems? No. Does anybody want to have to hide some of what they have to hide from people for fear of what it can mean to their families, them, etc.? Of course not, right? All right, so how about this one? This one is from Brownie, who says, hi, Kate. I have been looking for some things to watch recently, and I'm wondering if you've gone to the movies and if you've seen anything that you would recommend, or do you think, you know, there's new movies coming out that'll be good? That's like so wide open for me. You know, there's Jungle. If you have kids, there's that Jungle Cruise movie that's out, but it's kind of getting panned. But who cares if you have kids? They probably would love it. There's Black Widow, which Scarlett Johansson is struggling with that because it's not getting streamed as well as it should have been. She's suing the Disney, and Disney, the mouse has teeth and is bad, you know, is going back on her. But regardless, the movie itself has gotten decent reviews. It's just a superhero thriller, crime fighter. We know who she is, Black Widow. But it's not blowing people away. Space Jam, a lot of people are going to see Space Jam, A New Legacy. That's LeBron James. And just the whole idea of Space Jam Part 2, I think, really floats a lot of people's boats. I saw Stillwater, and I actually saw it in the theater. It was 2 hours and like 20-some minutes long. And it was pretty good. It was Matt Damon, like you haven't seen him. There's I don't want to spoil it, but there's just a great ending in this. Abigail Breslin is the daughter of Matt Damon in it, and it's good. I mean, he's an oil rig roughneck, and he has to go to Marseille, France, to visit his daughter, who's in prison for a murder she says she didn't commit. And there's some more. There is some more kind of fallout from that, because Amanda Knox, who was the American who had sort of a similar, not sort of, was pretty much like it, story, didn't like the movie, felt like it was sort of ripping off her story. She slammed Stillwater because of that. And was it based on her? Because there was some, like I said, similarities, and is it loosely based or directly inspired by her saga or not, where she was in Italy and she was in prison, and it was very similar, some of the details of this movie. I thought the movie was good, though. So if you like that kind of a movie, then I would say go and see that. Some of the big blockbustery type of movies, like Dune, is coming out, I think, closer to the holidays, and then maybe this virus is swept out of here or a little bit closer to being gone, the Delta variant. So maybe you're back at the movies. We'll be back with the Olympics.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday downplayed a spike in COVID-19 cases that's shattered state hospitalization records and strongly reiterated his vow not to impose a mask mandate or any business restrictions.
There will be no restrictions and no mandates in the state of Florida. DeSantis said he expects hospitalizations to drop in the next couple weeks, asserting that the spike is seasonal as Floridians spend more time together indoors to escape the summer heat and humidity. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Monday announced a series of so-called extraordinary measures the department is taking to give the federal government more room to spend under a reimposed debt cap, chiefly pausing investments in certain government employee pension funds. This is USA Radio News. A reinstituted Houston mask mandate requiring workers to wear masks while on the job may defy a statewide ban on such requirements. Mayor Sylvester Turner said in a memo to city employees Monday that the mandate was being issued because of a recent uptick in positive COVID-19 cases in our community. Governor Greg Abbott repeated his executive order last month banning mask mandates by any state or local government entity. Those who go against the ban are subject to fines of up to $1,000. Informed about what many consider a potential super-spreader event taking place this weekend, the Biden White House danced around the least bit of condemnation, Jen Psaki noting there's nothing to worry about.
We certainly advise everyone to follow public health guidelines, which I know the former president, who is a huge advocate of getting vaccinated, of following the guidance of public health experts, would certainly advocate for himself as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Have you been watching the Olympics? Could you care less? Or are you kind of like certain events, so you're paying attention? Well, you should have some American pride because America has 75 total medals, 25 gold, 29 silver, 21 bronze. China would be second to the U.S. with 69, 32 gold, 21 silver, 16 bronze. Our friends down under, they've got 33 medals, 14 gold, 4 silver, 16 bronze. The Russian Olympic Committee, 52 medals for them, 13 gold, 21 silver, 18 bronze. As for the Brits, 44 medals, 13 of them gold, 17 silver, 14 bronze. There have been some great stories from so many of the other countries, too, when you look across the landscape and think of some of what's some of what the athletes have done. It's for me, it's just been fun to watch. I'm catching it in between, you know, what I can watch. The record for the most gold medals at a single Olympics is 83. The United States won that at the 1984 Games. So, I don't know, could they eclipse history or not this time around? Speaking of history, this was a joy to watch this. It was. I watched this. I paid attention to the storylines. I've said this the other day. I wasn't a track and field person, but I'm fascinated by it, and I think the athletes are incredible. I've had a chance to interview a few track and field athletes in my life. I've interviewed Carl Lewis a couple of times, and Carl Lewis was one of the all-time greats from track and field. He won 9 Olympic gold medals And oh my, he was fun to talk to too. By the way, he just has a wicked sense of humor. But one silver and 10 world championship medals, and you know, his career went from 1979 to 96 when he won his last Olympics. So he was a guy as a dominant sprinter, long jumper. He topped all kinds of records and broke records and accomplished all kinds of things and was in such good shape and hung around for a long time. There is something to that. So American Sydney McLaughlin, the favorite to win it all, won gold in her first ever Olympic finals. She finished 51-46 to dethrone Abdullah Muhammad, who was the defending champ, also an American, 10 years her senior. She's 31, and Sydney McLaughlin is 21. So she broke her own world record time by doing what she did. It was interesting to watch her run her race. She has a new coach and a new approach, and she can just hit those hurdles off of either leg. That made a big difference. Apparently her technique is part of what has really helped her. So it was interesting to see the two big hugs with each other. You know, it was kind of being set up as a duel between them, but I think is that they were pushing each other. So at 21, McLaughlin is the youngest person to ever medal in the event, and they've gone head-to-head in the past, including at the U.S. Olympic Trials, where McLaughlin finished first at the trials, and now in the process broke Muhammad's world record with her time. But she wins silver and looked pretty good, too. So, I mean, of course, you know, you got gold, you got silver. And Muhammad said after the race, it was definitely a journey full of ups and downs. She's grateful to earn the silver medal for the U.S. So that was big for Team USA. Simone Biles was a huge story in what could be her final Olympics on primetime, as it was really reshown because of the time difference. But the idea that she wouldn't win any medals or even that she wouldn't win a gold medal, I think, was unthinkable to anybody a couple of weeks ago. But she returned to competition. She made the women's balance beam final, and she ended up getting the bronze. So thank goodness she medaled. I thought that was great. I watched her performance, and she says it feels sweeter than Rio's bronze medal on the beam because she did a good beam routine. That's what she said to the media afterwards. So she had this one, you know, she kind of dialed down her routine to protect, I think, herself physically for what she could do, but she still did some amazing things during her routine, and she was able to, you know, she was able, again, to capture a medal, which is something when you think of what this whole Olympics has been for her. Controversy, people either attacking her, praising her, talking about health issues, mental health issues. It's definitely continuing that conversation about athletes and what's in the mind of an athlete and what they deal with and what are our expectations, and when they're not met, how quickly can people turn on you, but is it fair or foul? And I think overwhelmingly most people have said that it's foul, even though some have still decided to go after her. And this is the last week of the competition in Tokyo. So this is the last week of the Olympics. And I think some of the organizers are probably breathing a sigh of relief because, you know, the other problem with all of this is what we're talking about, the Delta variant. I mean, we could talk about everything else that's going on in the world, but the underlying condition that permeates all of our worlds, like it or not, it's out there, whether it's affecting you personally, physically, because of somebody who has a challenge, or whether it's affecting you economically, because now we have that same repeated pattern of what's closing, what's open. Are you risking it by doing things that maybe you shouldn't do, or maybe you're not doing, you know, you're not taking vacation, you cancel something. A lot of people are canceling vacations. So one of the things that that has happened is the big, I think the underscoring of everything is, imagine if you're, I was like thinking, if you're a germaphobe, imagine going to the Tokyo Games and you're in a country with a surging coronavirus infections and, you know, the host country. But one of the things that has happened is, I mean, they really have a tight lid on what's coming out of the village, who's going in the village. They're very cautious about that, cautious with the mass, et cetera, the dining hall in the athlete's village where most of them are confined, as they say, hospital-like cleanness, that it's incredibly sanitary, that it's not only sanitizing your hands, wearing plastic gloves before touching food trays, blah, 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 they're sanitized. You eat in small cubicles. They wipe them down with disinfectant wipes. And they have separate see-through plastic screens that make mealtime chat difficult because it's hard to hear through them. But, you know, it's blocking the problems, and that's the whole idea. And so it's interesting to see what's happened at the, specifically at the sites of where the athletes are competing, but also some of the things from the village. So yes, there have been some cases, but I have to say it's a lot less than what I thought. I thought this could be like a petri dish of disaster and, you know, knock on linoleum. It's not that. It hasn't been that. So thank goodness. That's a really, really, really good thing, because it wasn't looking that way heading into this. And now it's just about getting through this final week and coming out the other end and walking away with the medal haul. Maybe it's going to be a record for the U.S. because it's been pretty good so far, and they're getting closer and closer to breaking the record that I mentioned. We'll see if that actually happens. There's still some big events that are left that the U.S. is competitive in, and they're still there. So, you know, when you look at the Olympics and you look at the medal trackers and you look at the schedule and, like I said, some of the big events, some of the finals are coming up. You know, we've got volleyball, competitive in volleyball. There's still more track and field that's taking place, some more possibilities for some medals there. There's still other swimming events, you know, artistic swimming, and some of the diving is wrapping up, beach volleyball. And some of that is again still in the stages of we're competitive, meaning the U.S. is competitive and they're in there. But we know this time around, at least, it's not going to be soccer gold for the women. That was a nightmare for the women, who I think expected that they would win gold, and then they didn't do it. So now it's about winning a bronze for Team USA when it comes to soccer. And that was another automatic that I think a lot of people thought would happen, and it did not happen. So how about that? Again, some expected storylines that went a different way. How about this, too? Azing Mu won gold for the women in Tokyo, and what a story she was. And she's out of New Jersey and Trenton, New Jersey, and I love them. They showed the families. They just were going crazy for her. You've got Jessica Springsteen, the daughter of Bruce Springsteen, who fell short of qualifying for the Olympic individual show jumping finals at the Equestrian Park on Tuesday. Her debut was strong, but not good enough. She knocked down one rail, which cost her four faults. She's going to ride again on Friday as part of America's four-rider entry in the jumping team event. We'll see if she walks away with a medal. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams,
and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The mic drop moment. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us here on the airwaves. Wherever you live, wherever you're listening to us, keep those thoughts coming. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, as I said, we're going to have the mic drop moment coming up, but a couple of quick things for you, including this. How about the sad story about the cop being killed outside the Pentagon? What in the world is going on in D.C.? So a police officer died Tuesday. Shots were fired. People could hear them ringing outside of the Pentagon. The Pentagon Force Protection Agency, they oversee the security of the Pentagon, said, yeah, there was an officer who died, and they're mourning the tragic loss that happened in the morning and the circumstances. There's still some things that are murky, but what was said as to what happened, some of the details, is that an officer was stabbed by somebody, and other officers responded as fast as possible and shot the suspect. So how the knife-wielding assailant got that close and what happened, that is still what's being investigated. So, yes, the gunfire was exchanged after that, and it happened on the bus platform on the Pentagon complex, and it prompted a lockdown of the building with no personnel allowed outside. So some of that was being tweeted out by people in the Pentagon, who I'm sure weren't supposed to do that, but there were people that were tweeting that they were in lockdown, and then their relatives were being told that it was quick and the lockdown's been lifted, but they
they locked down and then they were reopening areas. So they had like a corridor that was closed and they had another corridor that was open for traffic, for pedestrian traffic. And again, it happened on the Metro bus platform. That's a major entrance if you've ever been to the Pentagon. That's used by thousands of personnel, of people that work there every day, streaming into the building and streaming out of the building. So really sad that, this happened, of course, and terrible for the family. Imagine, you get this call, everything's innocuous and everything's ho-hum, the same as normal, and we're doing what we normally do, and then all of a sudden you get this call out of nowhere as to what's happened. And, you've got dozens of buses that roll in D.C. to that area. I mean, the metro system there is one of the busiest, that station especially is one of the busiest in the nation, or certainly in the metro area. And, it's been down from what it normally is, but you get an average of 15,000 people that come in and out of that stop. So, in a way, you could see how you could see how someone could get through, but I'm just curious about cameras, what the motivation might have been, what they're finding out. There's just a lot of questions that are still floating around, for sure. And it's a tale of those who have water and those who don't have water. So check it out. If we go to Hawaii, and my favorite island, Maui, the people in Maui are not happy with the spike in tourism because they got a water shortage. So, you can't rent a car. Like, cars are scarce there. And now they've got this water shortage that nobody's talking about. But the locals are, because they have these drought conditions. So they've got parts of Maui County where you can get a $500 fine if you use water for non-essential activities like washing a car or watering a lawn. So droughts have become a little more common in Hawaii in the last couple of years, but it's imposed these water restrictions people aren't used to. So there's been pushback from the people who live there who say, well, wait a second, we're asked to sacrifice. But you got this massive consumption from the hotel and tourism industry that's unchecked because travel is returning, especially to the Hawaiian Islands, to pre-pandemic levels. And the natives are restless. They're saying that they are tired of catering to visitors. And they're saying, stop coming to Hawaii. We're being treated like second-class citizens. Well, so many people feed off of tourism. I'm sure they don't want to see that. They don't want people complaining because, okay, we feel you, but we need these tourists. When we don't have the tourists, everything is affected by that. I mean, that's the major income for most of the people on that island. But boy, it would be nasty, wouldn't it, if you had so many that were able to hog up all sources of water and you're getting pinched right and left. I mean, that's the deal of dealing with tourism, especially because now there's cancellations because of the Delta variant. I mean, 260,000 people. I want you to think about this. 260,000 people visited Maui this past June. That's compared with, ready for this, 1,900 in June of 2020. Well, we know that's the middle of the pandemic, and that's why that is, but 1,900 versus 260,000? Yeah, because COVID-19 stopped people from going everywhere. I mean, that's the reason why. But I think most of the people who depend on tourism would take the drought conditions. They don't want them, and they don't want the drought, of course. But, I mean, the stranglehold on water and the fines and everything else, because that's the way they make their living. And then you think of the drought in Maui, and how about our friends listening in Arizona, KVOI? I got an email from Hal, who was telling me, we were talking about the drought. He and I were going back and forth about what was happening in the West. And he was saying, you have farms that are all around, there are some farm-rich areas in Arizona. And he's right. In fact, I was reading a story the other day. It was on one, it was either CNN or Yahoo or wherever, about, so his email exchange with me was interesting because the timing was right there, but that there, you've got these big farms where you have cotton, you have alfalfa, and they're intensive crops for water, right? And they feed off of reservoirs that are close by. But you're in a desert, right? And so what happens where water is precious and you can't get the water that you need when you've got canals and ditches and all that that are drying up around your property that normally that wouldn't be the case? So with the fire season scorching parts of the West, and you know, you look at Lake Mead, the massive Colorado River reservoir outside of Vegas, lowest point since 1935, and guess where it feeds water? And now where it's threatening water supplies, Arizona, Southern California, Nevada, Mexico. So in Arizona, 99% of the land is undergoing years-long drought that has accelerated. Large swaths of the area are now in extreme distress, and it might get worse because you don't have that mountain snowfall, enough of it anyway, to feed the streams, and you need a monsoon. You need the things that you normally could possibly, let's say, rely on. It's like you think about, well, who else is affected by the crazy weather that we're seeing, depending on where you're living in the country. All right, here to me, ultimately, you know, my mouth just dropped open at this one. I don't know how you feel about roller coasters. As a kid, I would just get on any. I didn't care. It was fine. You know, as you get older, you get that whole vertigo thing. Or maybe you don't, and it's just me. But it's a place where you don't. It's a place where you don't want to get on roller coasters that are the modern roller coasters that are crazy. That just shoot you in all different directions. I've done it for my nephew and nieces, but. I was reading about Six Flags Fiesta, and I've been there. It's in Texas, and it's near San Antonio, and it's got a roller coaster called the Diabolical Cliffhanger. It's Dr. Diabolical's Cliffhanger, and it has multiple drops of 90 degrees or more. It's a sensation of free falling while you're strapped in, though. I think that's going to make the hair on your neck stand up. Also, you're hoisted off 150 feet into the air, and then you go down at a 95-degree angle, and you have speeds of up to 60 miles an hour. Does that sound thrilling? It sounds scary to me. Oh. And they carry 21 passengers at a time, a 270-degree zero-G roll, and a 75-foot near vertical drop. Now, I wonder why they call it Dr. Diabolical. Oh, can you just imagine going on that? I have a funny feeling I'm going to get a text about, will you take me to the Diabolical? I'm going to have to really train for it. I'm going to have to take a page out of these Olympians' notebooks to get ready for this, for sure. All right, thanks, everybody, for listening to this hour of the show.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.